With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Well, with all the rain we've had and more on the way today, the Essex Region Conservation Authority is watching water levels. So far, it expects higher than normal runoff, but no flooding on major waterways. We might see some on smaller ones. Windsor police have charged a 16-year-old with assault with a weapon after an assault near Remington Park on Wednesday. The victim says a suspect shouted a racial slur at him and sprayed him with a noxious substance. They were treated at the hospital for minor injuries. Another hint for Tuesday's federal budget, the tax credit for volunteer firefighters will double to $6,000.
It's a small token to say thank you for the work that they do, but it's also recognizing some of the financial challenges that they undergo. Also recognizes some of the recruitment challenges that communities like Tecumseh and Lakeshore.
Windsor Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczuk says it'll save volunteer firefighters about $900 a year. Lakeshore has about 100 volunteer firefighters, and there's 42 in Tecumseh. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland's announced some changes to make it easier for first-time buyers to buy a home. They include allowing a 30-year amortization on an insured mortgage and letting them take out more of their RRSP for a down payment. Global News says they'll be allowed to take out up to $60,000. The federal NDP have switched gears on the carbon tax. Leader Jagmeet Singh says working families can't bear the brunt of climate change while big polluters make bigger and bigger profits. The Toronto Star says the NDP previously supported it, but Singh appeared to distance his party from the Liberals' flagship climate policy. He told the Broadbent Institute the NDP want policies that target the biggest drivers of emissions and will release its own plan. Despite spending billions of dollars to subsidize EV production, Ontario is not reversing its decision to make chargers not mandatory in new homes. The Toronto Star says the former Liberal government mandated those, and the Ford government pulled the plug on it in 2019. Sales of those vehicles are sagging, in part because there aren't enough places to charge them. And a final year-end bond spiel at the Roseland Golf and Curling Club tomorrow. Volunteer Melissa Schultz says curling moves to the Capri Pizzeria Recreation Complex in the fall.
Our main focus is to just ensure that the ice is a good quality, and there's a core group of people who are really working closely and hard with the city to ensure that that happens, because we don't have good curling ice, the rest of it doesn't matter.
The bond spiel is open to the public starting at 12:30 tomorrow. A 6-5 loss for the Leafs to the Devils and a 6-5 loss in overtime for the Wings to the Penguins. Leamington's season is done. They lost Game 4 to Collingwood 4-2, 4-1 for Lakeshore over Thamesford in Game 1 of their series, and the Pistons lost 127-105 to the Bulls. Very windy today with gusts of up to 80 kilometers an hour, steady around 8 with rain ending this evening. Windy tonight down to 5, and windy again tomorrow. Sunny, 14. We'll get up to 21 on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.